Women need to empower women and our voice matters. Welcome to the Mom Bitch Podcast.
Welcome back to our bonus episode, our first bonus episode. Obviously, we wouldn't be a real podcast if we didn't have a bonus episode on the new Taylor Swift album, Tortured Poets Department. Did I say that right?
You did. Nice one.
I kept getting it mixed up with the movie, Dead Poets Society.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure we'll get into that. But we haven't talked yet.
Mm-mm.
Double album, 31 songs. What was your thoughts? Because you're Swiftie.
I mean, I'm kind of like a middle ground Swiftie.
Okay.
Like, I know all of her songs. I know a lot of the lyrics. I mean, it's, you know, it's gone through waves of my life, but I'm not going to wake up at midnight and listen to the album. I'm not going to cry over the lyrics. I'm not going to spend $10,000 to go see her at the Eras Tour. So there's a limit.
Yeah.
You're
a millennial Swiftie.
Yeah. I'm a mom Swiftie.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of time to digest this album because we spent all weekend in the car. Surprisingly, JJ was on board with it. He liked the album, but he only listened to the first half. And I will say, for me, the first half, first 15, were a lot stronger for me personally than the last half. The last half were deep, they were somber. And this album made me dive deep, and it made me go back to yesteryears of dating life, because a lot of this I couldn't relate to. I'm sure, I don't know if you had the same problem too. And I'm like, okay, this is a little dramatic, but I feel like the universe is trying to teach me a lesson to be a little bit less judgmental, because I had a super embarrassing, like, cringeful status from 2011 on my Facebook, like, popped up, and it said, like, I forgot the band, but it was like, if you want to feel something, you have to bleed or something. I'm like, I posted that on Facebook. Like, that is so cringeful. And I know it had to do with, like, an ex-boyfriend at the time. So I was like, you know what? Maybe it's just because it's the phase that I'm in life that it's a little kind of dramatic, but I get it.
Okay. So for me, I will preference this. She's just too smart for her own good. Like, I feel like she is just so freaking smart.
Yeah, she is.
Like, I want to see this in a poem book. Like, I hope she comes out with the poem book, because I would actually purchase that.
Yeah.
Just to see the writing. And I know you can get it online, I'm sure, but it's just not the same. Like, she's very, very, very in the depths, which I feel like no other normal human being will ever be able to recreate, mimic, truly understand some of the lyrics in some of these songs.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, I completely agree. Like, if I was in my early 20s, I think I would have been really vibing, because it made me go back to some of my past relationships. Yeah. And I was just like, okay, like, I totally see where she's at in her life. And she is a few years younger than us.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really interesting, her relationship with Maddie,
mm-hmm.
because that's where I think some of the most twisted, in-depth, soul-wrenching lyrics were for that relationship. And I feel like, you know, it's interesting because celebrities, they're tracked, right? But
right.
It kind of just felt like a pop in time for her, but it must have been something way more deep, because I mean, there was a lot of emotions coming out of that album specifically for him, which I thought was really interesting. I'm like, okay, so she must really like in-depth, like, indie, dark personalities. Maybe that's just something she jives with because of her career.
So I kind of thought about this, and I think why it was so intense for her is she had a 6-year relationship that failed, right? And this was her rebound relationship. And then when the rebound fails, that's just like, oh shit, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think, and then there was a song that she had on there that it was like, when am I going to be chosen? Is anyone really going to love me? And I was like, damn, that was good. What was your favorite? Favorite track.
Okay, so my favorite track, hands down, was Who's Afraid of Little Old Me.
Okay.
That song really resonated with me in my life.
Okay.
Could easily be the scapegoat to be, you know, the big bad wolf down the street, if you will, because I'm not afraid to speak my mind. But that one hit me because, you know, I still am a person. I have feelings too. And like at the end of the day, like, I don't think I'm like this like scary person. So it kind of like made me feel that song. I was like, yeah, like who is afraid of little old me? Like get over yourselves. I really love that song. I thought it was a banger. Like that was my favorite song out of all of them. Obviously, The Alchemy I thought was really cute. It kind of took me back to high school.
Yeah.
But I felt like, you know, I didn't listen to her other albums as in depth. I tried to watch the Eras Tour, you know, just so I could, you know, have a better conversation today. But it reminded me of the past few albums that she just released, like The Vibe.
Like Evermore. And
Yeah.
They were a little bit more folky. This was... Yeah, they were slow. I don't know. Had like Midnight and even Lover. They had like a good mix of a beat poppy and then, you know, the kind of the soulful, gut-wrenching lyrics. But I don't think she's ever done anything like this. It was just so like, so laid out. I think for me, I just can't get over Down Bad.
Oh.
That bitch gets stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah. When I was listening to that song, I was like, what are the Swifty moms going to do here? You know, because that was like a very vulnerable, emotional song. I was really impressed she actually put that out. It's kind of in her, like, this is who I am. I'm an adult now and everyone else can F off.
Yeah, exactly. That one got me because when she was like crying at the gym, like that is, you can just really just resonate with that because when you have a breakup, you just be living your life. And then all of a sudden you said, I'd be running outside and I'd just break down crying, you know?
Yeah.
So I really liked that one. I also really liked the one where she told everyone to fuck off, basically.
Yeah.
Like, what was that one called? Daddy, I Love Him.
Yeah, Daddy, I Love Him.
Yeah. When she was like, I'm having his baby. I was like, what? Is she talking? I'm like, is this some kind of joke? She's like, you should see your face. That was pretty funny.
It was definitely interesting. Like what I got from it is like there was a few relationships where she thought maybe it was going to go really far. And I think at the end of the day, she wants what everyone else wants. You know, she wants to be chosen. She wants to have a family.
Her relationship with Natty got so much backlash because he's a bad boy. And he's had some like kind of racist, I don't know exactly. But he said something, some racist comment. So he was really not well liked. And some of the Swifties get very intense and, you know, they would say exactly like what she said in the song about, oh, they only want what's best for her and et cetera, et cetera. So that's exactly what she was pulling from.
Yeah. It was like, haters in empath clothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something or another.
Something like that, yeah.
I really liked the guest artist she had. Post Malone. He nailed it. Oh, I loved it. I thought it was okay. He was so good.
I'm just not on the Post Malone train. No offense.
Okay.
You know, I just
that might be it because I love Post Malone. I think his voice is beautiful. And I don't know, there's just something about him that I felt like he let her lead that song and he blended in so beautifully, like his voice.
Yeah.
And that music video for me, I actually really liked it. I couldn't understand it. Yeah. It was way over my head. She, like I said, she's way smarter than I am. So but like, just the thought that she's a young 30-year-old woman that can cinema, like she can create that and probably help produce that and own that. Like, I just can't even fathom creating something so diverse and like all of the different parallels. She said that it was like, you know, peaks of the album all in different corners of that video.
Oh.
But she brought in the Dead Poets Society actors.
Did she? Really?
Did you know that? Yes.
Wow.
So Ethan Hawke, and then I forgot the other guy's name. They're the two main characters in Dead Poets Society.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Like every time I went to go Google or search, I always kept putting in the Dead Poets Society because I, you know, I watched that movie when I was younger. Yeah. I read the book. And I'm like, no, it's the torture mm-hmm. department. But no, those actors are actually from the movie. And wow. I thought that was really cool.
That is cool.
And they seem like really geek because I like looked that up because mm-hmm. I was geek when I saw them in the music video. I was like, oh my gosh. And then they were like, that was super cool. And it seemed like it was like probably really fun on set to record that. Another one that I liked was Florida.
I did like that one too.
Florence and the Machine.
I love Florence and the Machine. Love her. Like, I think she outdid Taylor personally. I thought she did.
I mean, she's a big vocal, mm-hmm. you know, and I think she's just very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, she's just very like cool and spooky
yeah.
in her own way. But I mean, what I got from that song was, you know, like people work their whole lives to basically move to Florida. And it's like yeah. you have Taylor Swift and she's like this mega billionaire superstar. She's basically in my, like when I listened yeah. to her, she was like, I don't want your life. I don't want to trade with you. Like, what are you actually doing?
So apparently she wrote that song and it's supposed to be about like being a criminal and all criminals go down to Florida to restart their life, getting a new identity and stuff like
that. Oh, okay. Yeah. I listened to it and took something completely different.
I mean, that's what she said. You know, she always makes everything a whole notch higher than like what you can interpret. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really interesting, but I really did like that song as well.
Okay. So what was your favorite song?
I really liked Down Bad. I also really liked the Tortured Poet Society song.
Yeah.
That one was really good.
That was number two, right?
Yeah. That was the second track. That was really good. The IMOL song.
The LOML?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that one was about the Doom relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. That was like heart wrenching. Clara Bow was another one that I liked.
Yeah.
Clara Bow was the one that draws parallels between Swift and Clara Bow, right? Like she was you know, mm-hmm. height of fame.
Yep. They took her down.
I thought that was interesting because, you know, like if you think about it, she's had such an unconventional life.
Right.
At the end of the day. What do you think Travis Kelce thought of this album?
You know, like, I
was like, there's no way Kelce, like if he's vibing, he's just supporting his girl. Cause I really can't picture him understanding a freaking thing that she wrote down besides the songs about him. Yeah. And she made his very lighthearted.
I know. His are very straightforward.
Very straightforward. Very lighthearted.
I think high school is a little bit about him as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it takes her back to like a time where, you know, she just feels safe. She wasn't as famous. Yeah. She's just kind of having fun. Like, I feel like he's kind of given back to her what she hasn't really been able to do because she feels faith with him, I'm sure.
Yeah. Do you have any lyrics that just stick out to you that you kind of remember?
My favorite lyric is, "Crash the party like a record scratch as I scream, who's afraid of little old me?"
Oh, yeah.
That one, like, I just jived with that song. Like, to me, that was like one of the best written lyrically songs that I could relate to. What about you?
I really liked when she said, "Oh, he stole my youth."
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And what song is that from?
So Long, London. Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about London for a second. Like, what a jerk to make her not like London. Like, I feel like London is supposed to be the most lovely place. A lot of really great brands come from London.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to just be able to enjoy London. And I'm really mad at Joe for ruining that for her.
Well, the other one's, he's British as well. Both of them are.
Oh, you think it could have been about
that's a word. That's a play on both. I think she said something like, "I'm done with London" in another song.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot. What was the other guy's name that she dated?
Matt Healy,
but, oh, okay. Or I was thinking of. Yeah, but who was the guy before that? Didn't she date another British actor?
Oh, yeah. It was like briefly. That she had him at her house and she had like some party. Yeah. Well, I forgot what that guy's name was. But yeah. Right.
Okay.
So that like, and then I think she said in one of her songs something about we were talking something in cradles. I think it was about him as well. They were talking about like having babies and stuff. And she's like, and you just took it all away. But she did like call out his depression, which I don't know. People are like, oh, that's like she said, you sacrificed us to the gods of your bluest days. So basically, everyone's like, well, I don't really think it's fair that she put, you know, his mental health on blast.
Lefties know everything. Like, they are so smart. What do you think the average IQ of a Swiftie is?
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like she really does help test the education system with some of this stuff because she has eggs, she has all of these different clues. Like, yeah. Really, I mean, she knocked off this album with a Stevie Nicks reference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she went back. She went back to like Civil War times.
She did. She made a reference about she wanted to live in like the 1830s.
Yeah, minus, you know, everything that was happening in them, right. Which is probably really controversial in itself. We're not going to get into that because we're not qualified to have any type of discussion like that. But I will say, you know, for me, right, like a millennial non-Swiftie, but I appreciate her as an artist and I think she's genius.
Yeah,
I think she's like, I could never say anything bad about this album.
Mm-mm.
Is it my cup of tea? No. Right? Like, do I like it more than some of her recent albums? A little bit. Like, I thought there was a few songs. But for me, you know, especially after watching the Eras tour, you know, I kind of am bummed I didn't go see her in Detroit because I do feel like I missed out on a piece of history.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just so good at writing hooks.
Mm-hmm.
It was really hard for me to find hooks in this album.
Yeah, just Down Bad is the only one I could think of.
Yeah.
That one gets stuck in
my head. One was like more upbeat.
It was. Mm-hmm.
You know? Not upbeat in the movie per se.
Yeah,
but like more, you know, like beats per minute. I think that's the only thing that was tough. But I thought to myself, does she do this? Because if she has to get stuck on doing another album, she probably is like, I'm done writing these upbeat tempo, really hooky songs because I got to dance to those in heels. Yeah. Right? Like if I'm going back on tour, I want to basically like
what would
this
tour look like? On a piano the whole time?
I mean, I see like a
ballet lyricist.
Like a black lake and she's on like a lily pad just
eyeliner.
Sitting there. Yeah. Like Black Swan-esque.
Yeah.
You know, like just not having to move a lot because I didn't realize she did some of that era's tour in Christian Louboutin heels.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
she must have a complete sponsor from Christian Louboutin because she only
no, she
wears,
did. She did for that.
She
for
only
that tour.
Wears those heels.
For that tour, they were the official sponsor. Yeah. I mean, you got to give her props where they're due, even if you're not a big fan. My sister's not a big fan, goodness. But we went to go see the movie and she was like, I mean, I'm not a huge Taylor fan, but. That's pretty remarkable. She sang all of the songs nonstop, play the guitar, play the piano, danced her ass off. I mean, no one can do that. It is. I mean, she's a queen of her craft, no doubt. And the last song, did you listen to the last song, Manuscript?
Okay, so yes, but I can't remember it because I feel like the two before that sounded very similar.
So
I can't remember anything. I just knew that she ended on a very interesting note.
It was a very somber
accent.
It was reflective. And that's she does it a lot with her albums like Clean and Champagne Problems. They always have like this very like solemn, soft tone. But this one was about, she was reflecting on her past relationships. I think it was about Jake Gyllenhaal. Because the lyric exactly talks about how she was young and she wished she was more mature. And she's said that many times before about him and his songs. Or John Mayer. It could be either one.
Oh, that's...
But basically, she looks over the relationship and how she was, like, distraught over it. But now she's saying it's just a chapter in her story and it evokes no emotions. And I can totally relate to that. And you think about, like, all the... I guess boyfriends you have, ex relationships, and it's all just a chapter in the book, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think she was bold. I think she's one of the best lyricists of this generation. No one can trump her.
No.
Like, did you even see Drake's single? He's like, you got to basically ask Taylor Swift, when can I put my album out this year? Because she's basically like the king of all, you know, the music industry, and like you have to work around her. But I was really proud for her as a person. Like, I thought about, okay, what if she was my friend? Like, she was really vulnerable. And I think she showed a lot of her strength. I can't imagine her to have a very easy life. And I imagine it to be a lot deeper than we could ever realize. I do like a few of the lyrics. I can't remember the song, but she talks about how she puts on a face like it's her birthday every day.
That one. I love that song, actually.
Yeah, even though she doesn't feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're like a circus monkey, you know? And she does. Like, if you, I mean, think about the Eras tour. All those little faces, all those little smirks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do that hundreds of times. Even if you get the whole week off in between, like,
I can do it with a broken heart. That's what it's called.
Yeah, you gotta just like.
But it's so true, though. Like, you think about it, like, when I was in anesthesia school and I broke up with my boyfriend, we were serious. Like, we were gonna get engaged and all that BS. And I was in like clinicals with the preceptor. And he said something that reminded me of him. And I just started crying, like, in the middle of the OR. And he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, it's a breakup, you know? But, like, you just have to keep going, you know? So I totally, like, related with that. It's just like, here I am, smiling, because I have to, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, none of these reminded me of my exes.
Really? Damn. Yeah. You got out good, girl.
I got out good. I was like, thinking of, like, I was like trying to go back. I was like, man, I kind of want to feel my feels. And then I started to go through every ex I've had.
Seriously?
I haven't had a lot.
Damn.
None.
Damn.
None of them.
I mean, I dated someone with depression, so I felt that one. And she's like, who's going to love you but me? That was me. I felt that the whole time I dated this person. And he was deeply depressed and would leave me on read. He wouldn't reply to me. But I was like, no, I know that he's, you know, he still loves me, blah, blah, blah. I felt a lot of these songs.
See? I must have got out lucky. Mm-hmm. I will say maybe that's why I really relate to the little old me is because it's typically, every relationship I ever had ended on a good note. And I was just so young and self-centered that I just did not care and I moved on. Like, I never looked back.
Yeah.
I never wanted your boyfriend. Like, after I moved on, and I think because of that, my exes love me. Like, I'm still friends with my exes. So the little old me was more like, I felt the pain of their new relationships and how much their new girlfriends disliked me because I could be in the picture, even though I didn't necessarily want to be in the picture. I was just like neutral. You know, and because of that, they kept, you know, friendships with me, and the new relationships didn't like that.
Right.
But I didn't feel any lyrics. Maybe I just am soulless.
No, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I think that's probably better. You know, like when you go through a breakup, that's equivalent to like coming off drugs for your brain. It's like really intense. So, so I'm assuming that you did not relate with I'm going to get you back at all.
No.
That one was all about like going through a breakup and knowing that you're either going to get back together or you're going to like destroy each other.
Oh, no.
That one was, I completely related to that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see how a lot of people would relate to that because I feel like that's the one relationship where, you know, depending on where you are in your life, you know, like you want it to work and it just isn't the right timing.
Yeah. So, I mean, this album took me back. It made me very appreciative of my husband and our relationship. And I'm glad that I'm not on the dating scene.
I mean, if this is what dating is,
girl,
it is over my head. Like, you know, like the one thing I did think about during this whole, like every single song as it played, I was like, Taylor Swift's the smartest person in every room. You know how they say, like, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. This is why she can't find a relationship because she's the smartest person in every room and no one deserves her.
You know what?
She's so smart.
But I feel like Travis is perfect because I think he knows that she's way smarter than him. He's like, go ahead, girl, do your thing. Like,
yeah.
I love it, and he loves it, and I think that's part of the reason why they work, and he normalizes her.
If this doesn't work out, I can't wait for that album.
Mm.
I hope it would be so poppy. You know, it would like take her back to Fearless. Yeah. You know, like I think he just sparks the kid in her. Like, did you see her at Coachella?
Yeah.
The time of her life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I was hoping for like a Justin Bieber entrance into one of these songs. Like, I was like, oh man, like Scooter Braun sucks, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Ariana Grande.
I thought for sure there was going to be a couple like sneaky.
I think there was someone said that one of these lyrics was about him.
I mean,
him or Kanye. Oh, we didn't even talk about that Kim song.
Oh,
girl.
My gosh.
Girl.
Aim.
Damn. When she said your kid's going to come home singing a song. Damn.
And you know, like, I feel like Northwest, you know. Mm. I feel like she's just going to do it on purpose one day.
Mm-hmm. I know. She loves to poke her mom's buttons. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of felt like it was kind of out of place, but I also get it. Like, she dragged her through the trenches.
I mean, that's like a feud that I feel like unless you're really personally involved, you probably just have no idea.
Yeah.
Because those are two powerhouses. Mm-hmm. I thought Taylor took it easy on her, to be honest. I think Taylor could have really gone revengeful. And I thought she kept it pretty clean.
Yeah, I mean, she basically said, I've moved on and I've learned a lot. But I was not expecting a Kim song. But okay, so if you had to rate the album, what would you give it?
So if I had to rate the album for ambition, I'd give it a 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Narrative, being in depth, I'd give it a 10 out of 10. As far as like catchy pop tunes, I'd give it like, you know, a 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
But that's also because you're used to catchy pop tunes from her. And she's in a new era. Mm-hmm. And God bless her. You know, I love this for her. She's an adult, right? I think she's telling the world, I'm an adult. I think it's going to be really interesting to see where her career goes.
From here,
and it kind of makes me wonder how many more albums she's going to have.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of felt like this might be like one of the last.
Do you think she'll have like a mom era?
I don't. I think she's going to basically be like, I'm done.
She'll be like, I'm breastfeeding and it sucks.
Yeah. I think that she had a lot of like anecdotes. I thought she went and gave us a lot of how she's been feeling the past 5 years and the things that happened to her. And hopefully she just has happiness in the future.
I think she's a businesswoman, though, at the end of the day. I don't think there's any way she'll stop the train. Unless she like has kids or something and wants privacy and she's done. And she's so rich, she can just be like, deuces, people, I'm out.
I just feel like she needs to relax. Those little feet. They've just been bobbing around way too much. I only watched half of the Eras tour because I couldn't get through 3.5 hours anything, you know, with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And all I thought was like, did someone track how many stops this poor thing did?
Her fitness trainer said that her training is so hard just to keep up with that tour that nobody could keep up with it. I believe it.
My last closing note on this album is I think it's timeless. I think that this is the type of music that will stay timeless throughout time.
I would argue that it's not even music. It's like almost like spoken poetry.
Yeah. Like I think that, you know, in 100 years from now, you could come back to this and be like, oh, wow.
You could probably take like inspiring. A freaking Taylor Swift class where you go through the lyrics in college.
They have those, right?
They probably do.
No, they do. There's actually college classes for Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we got her whole soul in that album. I was hoping for maybe one poppy song. Just so I could beat bop, because you know what? You're going to have to hear this on the radio.
I was wondering, like, what song would be on the radio?
I know. Like, I just want to know, like, when I get into the car, what songs are playing? Like, are we all going down and somber this summer?
Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. That one's upbeat.
I know, but, like, there's only, like, a couple. There's 31 songs. I just want to know what the radio sounds like over the next month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah. Well, I guess you have it. We both appreciated the debt or the Tortured Poet Society. I almost did it again. Yeah. And I feel like I need to go back and listen to some of these. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to see so much, I'm sure, review over the next few months. But I mean, for a couple of mom batches, I feel like we did really good. Yeah. We took the time. We got to listen to a whole album, 31 songs.
We sure did. I listened to them more than once.
I mean, like, I don't remember the last time I took that much time to listen to music. It kind of reminded me, like, hey, stop and enjoy the simple things.
There you go.
You know? But she's like definitely queen.
It was nice to join the phenomenon.
Yeah.
Excited. And everyone was
like,
excited about it.
I definitely felt like I had more friends this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
You were in the inner circle, Celia.
I mean, basically, we were cool. I hope you enjoy this episode. This week, on Thursday, we have Quiet on Set, the documentary on Nickelodeon. We're going dark. We're getting after it. It's going to be a really good episode.
Mm-hmm.
So like, subscribe, follow, listen. Definitely rate comment. 5. If you're like a 4 or under, we don't need your rating. Only if you're a 5. But we hope you have a really great week, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.